thought when I praise the Lord, well, what good is it to God if I praise Him or if I don't praise Him? And yet, that is something to be very, very grateful for, that God accepts our praises, that He wants them. And He accepts our worship, and He wants our worship. The Father seeketh such to worship Him that ought to put a stamp of glory on our meetings when we come together. And it ought to quicken our heart's beat when we say, Hallelujah. It is so different in Pentecost, praising the Lord. You feel something. There's an unction associated with it, something that comes down from heaven. And often we recognize the joy of the Lord Jesus when we are happy. Now, when I read here, His greatness is unsearchable, I feel like melting in His presence. Just to think of what we know of His greatness is so unsearchable and so unspeakable, so unspeakably wonderful. Oh, what a God is our God. How great Thou art. It is good to meditate on His greatness. And you don't have to go far to see the effects and the results and the works of His greatness. All you have to do is look at yourself in the mirror. As ugly as you are, yet you're beautiful. And everything about you, every hair in your head, is a marvel of construction. And everything God made speaks of His wisdom and His power. His greatness is unsearchable. And then to think of the invisible creation of His, which we don't see and don't know very much about, which the Bible says is eternal. The things that we see are temporal. They pass away. After all, they're only dust. They are created and they will pass away. Heaven and earth shall pass away. These marvels of God's creation. But there is a creation that is to us invisible, which will never pass away, which will abide forever to show the glory of God. But to think that He wants our worship and He wants our praises, that alone ought to bow our hearts this morning. Have you come to worship Him? Do you worship Him? Looking down from heaven, is He satisfied with your worship? And why is it that God wants our praises and our worship? Why? Because that opens the door to Him to do something for us. His love cannot be satisfied until He can bestow His love upon us, until He can communicate Himself to us. And that, after all, is the reason for His command to us. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. You know, a lot depends on what you've got in your mouth. If you're mouth is full of murmurings and complainings and doubts, why, the devil will move in. He will. That's what's the matter with humanity today. But if your mouth is filled with His praises, He says, then He'll show you His salvation. That's why God wants me to praise Him, because He loves me so much, not because He needs my praises, but because I need it. He doesn't need my worship, but I need it, and yet God needs my worship. He has made me for Himself. But think of the great privilege, the great honor God bestows upon you and me to come to us and to be pleased with our worship, to demand it, to ask us to worship Him. The Father seeketh such who worship Him in spirit and in truth. And why? Why? Because He wants rivers of living water to issue forth from your inmost being. And that's the only way in which God can bestow His love upon me. Oh, how He loves, and how strange that He loves us when we were his enemies, when we were sinners, and how strange that he sought us, plunged in deep distress. Oh, what a God we have. We ought to be so joyful in his presence. We ought to praise him with joyful lips. That's what David says. When I meditate on thee in the night watches, our whole meditation, our whole business, everything, the attention of our hearts ought to be directed to him. I think that psalm that somebody read the other day is particularly significant. Oh God, oh God, thou art my God. What a difference that makes when you can claim him your God. Well, he is my God, thank God. And he was my God before I was created. And he created me for his pleasure, for his name's sake. We are the sheep of his pasture. He created us and not we ourselves. It ought to wake us up. It ought to make us think. It ought to make this brain of ours move a little bit faster. The trouble is, with most people, there's a loose connection between brain and mouth, and they talk a lot that has no meaning. But when you think and meditate on him, hallelujah, praises will continually roll from your mouth. And worship. And that is the wonderful thing about my God. Not his greatness alone. That wouldn't do me much good. But his great love, his great compassion toward me. Toward me. Oh, how that rouses my heart to believe him and to expect from him. And do you know how much depends on that? Being justified by faith. Oh, that's why God wants me to believe all about him. Justified. We who believe are justified from all things. It is such an unspeakable gospel, such a marvelous arrangement that God has made between the sinner and himself, just by faith in his great love, because his love is active, is so active that he gave his only begotten Son. And now the door is open wide into communion with God, being justified by faith. Just think what a blessing that is. A poor, lost, defiled, guilty sinner suddenly is rid of all his sin and all his guilt. Can't find it anymore. It's gone completely. Jesus Christ has carried it out of the way. Oh, how marvelous. Beloved, we ought to be a very, very, very happy people, but we should be a very devoted people too. We ought to be a worshipful people. God wants, seeks such who worship him in spirit and in truth. And that's the only way we can worship him, by accepting him and accepting his love and accepting his offers, the offer of his spirit. Oh, God. That's, after all I'm here for. I'm a vessel. I used to be a vessel fitted for destruction. Good for nothing. And worse than that. But now, a vessel of glory. Hallelujah. Filled with his glory. Filled with his love. Filled with his Holy Spirit. It really ought to make a great difference in our meetings. And in all our actions. And every moment of my life. Oh, God. Thou art my God, early will I seek thee. My flesh longeth for thee, my spirit thirsteth for thee. Oh, my Lord and my God. What a God, what a one. And to think that he accepts my praises, not only accepts them, but he creates them himself. And he wants my worship, and he creates my worship. And it's only my unbelief that robs me of this God. You know, the very secret of faith embodies that principle. He that cometh to God must believe, not that he can bring something to God, but that he can get something. Must believe that God is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. How rich are you today in God? It depends on how you come to God. If you come with a heart that is devoted to him and a heart that wants him. Oh, God, my mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips when I meditate on thee.